Shoppers and art lovers will discover the finest art and craft made by more than 80 artists and craftspeople from El Paso and beyond at the 47th annual Las Artistas Art and Fine Craft Show. Las Artistas is happening this weekend at the Epic Rail Yard Event Center. The show runs until 5 p.m. today and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Here to tell us more are Jorge Calleja and Helen Dorian. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi.
Thank you very much for having us today.
Yeah.
So it seems like your move to the Epic Rail Yard was a good one for you all.
Absolutely. We're really happy with the move, and it has opened the door for so many possibilities. And the people at the Epic Rail Yard Center share our vision and what we want to do with the show and how we can expand it. So we're really happy that we made the move.
So you all have food trucks out there. I mean, you're really using the space.
Yes.
Oh,
We have the whole center for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. For the 2 days. 3 days for setup as
Yeah, Friday's the setup.
Monday that we don't get to see.
Yeah.
That's when the crazy chaos happens, so behind the scenes.
And there's a couple of new elements that you all were talking about. There's a children's exhibition that you're handling.
I mean, one of our missions with the Las Artistas is that we want to help promote art within the community. And what better way to start than working with children, you know? Mm-hmm. Last year we had a sort of small exhibition, sort of like just to kind of get the ball rolling. It was like one of the local elementary schools that I approached. And they gave forth some work, and it was quite lovely, and people responded to it. And we exhibited in the up-and-coming, the emerging artist room, which was appropriate. And so this year we're like, okay, let's try to branch out a little bit more and include more children and more so forth and whatnot. And a couple of people in the show who are showing artists, a show with me, they are educators. And so we put it out to a few of their friends, and they responded very nicely. And so we have some kids that participated. And the theme is My El Paso.
Oh, how nice.
And it's postcard size. So they're all postcard sized pieces. And these kids have just gone to town and created something that they, you know, is their El Paso kind of thing. And so it's kind of been an interesting thing to see what they've been creating and what they see as their El Paso and the landmarks around them and all that wonderful stuff. So, once again, it'll be displayed in the Emerging Artist Room. Because they are emerging artists.
Absolutely.
And it'll be fun. And there are little awards for them and ribbons and that kind of stuff. And so I think it's just one way of getting the kids to sort of be involved. And then next year we hope to make it a little bigger and even a little bigger. And, you know, heck, even we may start, you know, including the teachers because, after all, they are...
They're
you
the
know,
reason those kids they, are there.
Exactly, you know. So, you know, hey, education. So let's go for it. But it'll be fun to sort of see that, you know. And they put a lot of effort and energy into their work. So.
How many children participated this year?
We've kind of, like, weeded a few out. So it's been kind of jurid. So it's an experience for them, too, to sort of, like, realize that, you know, it's as is the Las Artistas thing. It's a very high-end juried exhibition. Mm-hmm. And so they, too, are being juried and judged and all that kind of thing. So we're probably going to have close to 100...
That's
pieces of
a whole
work,
lot of art,
which is kind of nice, you know. I mean, it's sort of nice, like little postcard size. So they're just gonna have this beautiful, like, you know, collage of postcards all over that back wall, which is lovely.
Now, Jorge, will you tell us? I feel like a lot of the people that listen to the show are very familiar with Las Artistas, but let's say you are talking to someone who has no idea what this event is, what the organization is. What would you tell them?
Well, Las Artistas is an organization that has been around for. Wow,
47 years.
And that it started in a backyard, and it was a couple of friends just showing and selling
all
their
women.
Work. All women. Yeah, and that's why it's Las Artistas. But as it the organization evolved, like it actually became an organization, not just an event. And the reach that we have with the community and the students and all the artists here in the community has grown into year-round organization. And our efforts, again, we try to reach out mostly to UTEP students and with the people that we know in the schools here in El Paso. We try to create events or reach out to them and see what we can do. Obviously, we have many artists that are willing to share their experience and their expertise to guide students here in the community.
So do you all go out to schools of all levels, or do you pick certain age groups?
We kind of like focus on opportunities. If there's an opportunity for us to reach out to a specific class, maybe they're having a little trip to a studio from an artist, we're always open to people that are willing to go the extra mile into getting into the young students' minds. So, yeah. You know, we're always open to new projects and ways to reach out.
So an art teacher could come to you and say, hey, yes. You know, do you have somebody in your group that could teach
exactly.
my kids about printmaking or ceramics or whatever? How many people are part of your group?
The core group would be about 25,
I would say.
25 to 30?
Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have a very big age group. I mean, we have
Jack's
probably,
how old?
Jack's been here forever, and you know he's been the backbone of the organization
get some younger people on board too. It was like, I mean, I started as a student at UTEP myself, and so I participated pretty much since I was a UTEP student in the graduate program here in metals and so forth. And then, you know, it's sort of like we jumped on board, and then Jorge was a UTEP student, and he jumped on board. And
then I brought some people.
And then you brought some people. Yeah. And so basically it's sort of like, I think, you know, having been part of it as a student, you kind of feel there's almost like this sort of loyalty or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you've kind of enjoyed the experience and you're like, okay, this is something that we have to keep going.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, I mean, the UTEP Metals booth at Las Artistas is one of those things that you have to experience.
Oh,
absolutely,
yes.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people lining up the very first day and they try to go the day before, but, you know, they haven't set up.
Yeah.
You know.
It's kind of new and fresh, you know, which is always kind of nice. I mean, whenever you go to one of these experiences, you always want to sort of like find what's new, what's fresh, you know, what's sort of fun and funky and all that kind of stuff.
Cool,
and it has a reputation.
But how cool that people are beating down your door to buy your art.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
No,
and it's funny because most of the production assignment that the metals department has is, you know, go out of your way, do something that you like. No, don't focus on what anybody else is doing. So they have the opportunity to just blow everyone's mind. And, you know, more often they do blow our minds.
Yeah.
So that's why people just... That's the first booth that they visit. And we're actually thinking of putting them strategically so they have to, like,
you will see all the art.
Yeah.
Speaking of, tell us, what else do you think we can expect to see at Las Artistas? I know you were talking about, you also have these new artist talks.
Yes, the Meet the Maker series, the show, will feature 1 hour demonstration, lecture, kind of a Q&A hybrid kind of deals with the artists. We're not expecting the artists to address more than 10, 15 people at a time. So they'll get front row seats to these artists' creative process and what inspires them, what materials they use, how they modify them and make their work.
What kind of makers do you have online for that series?
For this series, I believe we have Claudia Leish. She's one of the emerging artists, as well as Amy Schultz. They're one of the few people that come to mind. However, I think we still have a couple of spots available.
And so Claudia makes jewelry, right?
Yes, she is. Is she still a UTEP student?
I have
no. She graduated already. Yeah. So a lot of the good things about the metals program is that it feeds into the organization itself. Like, the vast majority of the members were part of the metals class. Yeah, absolutely.
And how do the other makers find you to participate? Because I know there's a lot of woodwork, there's a lot of ceramic, there's definitely a lot of jewelry. How do they find you?
It's kind of like a passed down experience. Like, it's a close-knitted group, and then we sort of reach out to people, and people see the chemistry that is in the organization, and they want to take part of it. And again, our goal of reaching out and educating students, that feeds off of the organization. And again, they see that chemistry and they want to be part of the organization. So, you know, just artists reach out and how can I help? What can I do to help you in the community? And that's how, you know, you become part of Las Artistas.
And it seems like you all also do a really good job of showing entry emerging artists that, hey, you can make a living doing this and this is how you do it. And then they're surrounded by artists that are established and do this across the country. What do you think is the biggest thing you've learned as you've been a part of this organization?
Artists have a starting point, and you definitely get a lot of experience from other artists in the show itself. Usually artists they're not alone in their booth. Mm-hmm. So they have the opportunity to walk around, yeah. talk to the artist, and talk about their experiences, not only in the show itself, but other shows around the country.
Yeah.
And that's how people started making connections, and they decide to reach out to another show, maybe in Las Cruces, maybe in Santa Fe. And that's how they start becoming part of the circuit that's not only here in El Paso, but, you know,
across the state.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a good starting ground, because it's to do these shows, you've got to be really committed. And it's a hard life to be, mm-hmm. you know, a craft, fine art craft person. You know, it's sort of like, you know, one weekend you're here, one weekend you're there. And mm-hmm. it's like you have your seasons, which are higher and lower. And it's you know, it's a challenge to have that lifestyle. You know, mm-hmm. Some of us, it's basically Las Artistas is our main show. You know, and then the rest of the time we work through galleries that are within the country and stuff. Some, it's sort of an incredible, you know, it's your hobby for the year, and this is your way of getting it all out, you know. And so, yeah, but it's still that level is still there that Las mm-hmm. Artistas expects, you know. And so, you know, every year you have to kind of go up a notch, mm-hmm. even if you are just that's your one show. Yeah. You know, you got to really put it to them.
Well, we all have the opportunity to go to Las Artistas today. You guys are
today
open till
tomorrow.
5 o'clock.
Till 5 o'clock.
And then tomorrow from 10 a.m.,
to
4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to seeing
yeah.
you there. I will
all
be one
right.
of those people beating down your door.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of our listeners here at State of the Arts will be too. Right.
Awesome.
Today, my guests have been Jorge Calleja and Helen Dorian of Las Artistas. Thank all you right. so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
Yeah.